Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. It is 10:06. I hope you are having a fantastic Thursday morning. We're having a great show here. I have the lovely Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins. It's always a pleasure having you in here in the studio, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Did you like your song?
Love it.
Money, money, money.
Must be funny.
You don't want me to sing on the radio, though.
Always do it. I don't care.
Sometimes I play songs and I'm just like dancing. I'm like, do we have to?
I was dancing the other day and singing out to Rick Springfield in my car, just bopping. And this lady rolled her window down and was like, yeah.
I love it. I love it. Oh, I sing all the time.
Yes.
All the time. Music heals my soul.
Definitely.
Like, if I don't know how people live without music. Like, I never listen to the radio. I'm like, it literally. Oh, man.
That's how I live my best life.
I work out to music. Yes. I'm in the car with music. Like, I
make a new playlist literally every month for music for myself.
What I do is I have Spotify and I go on to recently released. And in the mornings while I'm getting dressed, I let it play and I'm just like, add. So this morning,
yes,
I know we played ABBA. Yeah. We were discussing how to say it. Is it ABBA or ABBA? We did not know. If you want to join in the conversation, yes. It's 437-1620. But it's been a Matchbox 20 kind of morning.
Oh,
now,
that's
have my
next husband.
Is it? Rob Thomas?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yes. I love me some Matchbox 20 because that was my jam in the 90s, you know.
I mean, yes.
They were at the wharf one time. Oh!
Yes. I'm not, I mean, yes.
She seriously has it as a...
we'll talk coins in a minute. Hello.
I literally had no clue. No clue. Here she pulls up her phone. Her back picture is Rob Thomas.
Yes.
That is so funny.
I saw them at the wharf.
I was there with you.
I was fourth row.
I was there with you. Yes. It was amazing. And it's all coming
back. My dad's sitting at the store right now being like, get on subject, girl.
We will. Just give us a second. I promise. We'll get on subject. But... I went to that. I was like, I have to go.
Yes.
They're at the wharf. And I thought, you know, it's Matchbox 20. There's not going to be that. It was crowded.
It was
packed. Everyone was singing every single song. It was the best concert ever. It was so good. I need them to come back, actually.
I'm going to see them in Tampa.
You are?
Yes.
Oh,
my husband was like, babe, do you want to go? And I was like,
okay, so do you know they have a brand new song out?
I have it already.
Yeah, I was listening to it this morning in the car.
I have both of them because they just released a second song.
Okay, I haven't heard the second one. I've only heard the first one, and I was like, they're back. Anyway, Stephanie's always in here. We're always talking about something other than coins.
Yeah. Dad's used to it by now. It's totally okay.
It's okay. We have a good time. It's just a couple of minutes of the show,
That's
Dad.
It, totally.
You'll be okay, Dad. I haven't met Dad yet.
No, he'll come in eventually.
Yeah, tell him to come on in. No, because he might rein us in and we won't be.
He does do
He'll
that.
Be like, okay, ladies, calm down. All right. So Stephanie is with Emerald Coast Coins. That's emeraldcoastcoins.com. 473-1515. They're open Monday through Friday. 9 to 5, but don't come in if you want to sell something after 4. That's a lot of paperwork, and she needs to get home to her boys. But also, tomorrow, they are taking a half day, right?
Yes, we are closing at 12:30. We have a special event we need to go to, so we are cutting out a little early to take care of some things with my youngest. We got some stuff to handle. It's just a little special event for him.
So fun.
So family time.
I love it. That's me okay, too.
It is. Every once in a while, we need to just take a little family time.
And everyone understands. And I love. Family-owned and local. Those are my favorite businesses.
Mine,
you know,
too.
And I'm just like, okay, go do your son's thing.
Yes.
Like, you know, I just think it's great. I love it when I get business owners in here and they're just like, I've been here for 40 years.
Yes.
I am local. I have been in the community. I know what we need. You know, it's just, I love it. So those are the businesses you need to go see.
We're 21 years in the community. So it's the same thing. We've been here 21 years and, you know, so... Sometimes we just need that little bit of extra family time. The following week, you know, we'll be closed on Memorial Day for sure. And if the community has it, my brother will probably try and kick out early on that Friday prior. So
there you go. I mean, I have something next Thursday that I'm going to in the morning. I think Miss Jenna's going to help me out and take over for my kids.
Hey.
So it just happens and we have family and that's wonderful.
And that's what I love about the community is the community understands, like, sometimes you just have to, you know, do things for your family. And they're like, you know, as a community, you love and appreciate that for the community itself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can head on over to EmeraldCoastCoins.com. Give them a call, 473-1515. They're on Creighton Road.
Yeah.
1811 Creighton Road, right down the street. And they buy and sell and trade gold and silver, sterling silver, diamonds, antiques. So you have been super busy.
We have been so busy. We have the gold and silver, and you know, gold, silver bullion right now in the store. We have silver eagles on the way. We have some backdate silver eagles right now. Gold buffaloes, you know, I know we talk about the gold eagles all the time. Uh-huh. Gold buffaloes are a thing. I know it's been popping up on the TV again. They'll show these gold buffaloes and they'll be like, you get five of them for like $29.95 a piece. Mm-hmm. What they don't tell you about these gold buffaloes is that, or what you don't necessarily catch about these gold buffaloes, yeah, parentheses, is that they're plated. They're gold, like they say gold, they don't say, they don't use the word plated. They like gold milled, like 999 gold milled.
I feel like it's kind of like when you're in the store and it says natural peanut butter.
Yes, definitely.
Kind of the same thing.
Yes.
Like, did you read the back?
Did you read the back?
They can say natural because there's a peanut that came out of the ground one
exactly
day. Everything else in it is horrid.
That's a great example.
Thank you.
Yes, that is honestly a great example. So natural and gold, but it's not. It's not mm-hmm. gold. It's just dipped in gold. And it's copper.
And y'all are so...
Great example.
Thank you. Y'all are so educated. I know we talk a lot about, you know, having them go up and test things or, you know,
definitely.
You know, if you're going to buy something online, meet them at Emerald Coast Coins. They'd be happy to meet the client there.
Yes.
And they can test it there before you purchase it.
We had a couple do that not too long ago. We had a lady, she came in with a piece of jewelry and we gave her a price and we were like, you know, try and sell it online. Meet them here in the store to make the, you know, the sell. And she did. They came back. The lady wanted to verify that, you know, the ring was what it was, that the mm-hmm. diamonds were diamonds, and asked if we thought the price was fair. And we were like, definitely, we think the price is fair for a retail sell.
Yeah.
And she, you know, they made the money exchange in the store, so they were covered with, you know, cameras and protection.
I love
and
it.
And everything happened right there. And they were like, this is just so comforting to have it. Everything happened right here and not out like some Walmart parking lot. Exactly.
And then they leave and you never hear from them again and it's just fake.
Exactly.
So head on over there. 1811 Creighton Road. Their phone number is 473-1515. If you want to join in our conversation about coins or Rob Thomas, you're welcome to.
Definitely.
437-1620. And like I said earlier, we were trying to find out if it was ABBA or ABBA. So maybe someone can help us with that as well.
Yeah. I'm waiting for my mom to text me.
Is she going to let us know? She's like, guys, come on.
Oh, look. See, look. Sweden's pronounce it ABBA. Most ABBA. In the USA, ABBA.
So we are in the US of A, so we can say ABBA.
Yep.
It's kosher.
I knew as soon as I looked, my mom would be like, this is how we say it.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mama.
And thanks, Dad, for not reining us in yet.
Not yet.
So what is up right now? What is it that's making you so busy?
Honestly, everybody's coming into it's probably the same thing every week. Everybody's coming in to buy gold and silver.
Okay.
Gold and silver. And their prices have dropped a little bit. So that's making everybody rush in even more.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, you know, everything ticked down. Let me check my prices this morning. Gold is at $1,954.55,
okay.
Which it's dropped a lot. $30 the past day, $50 in the past week or so, and silver's only dropped to about $23, only a couple bucks.
Okay,
so that gold drop makes a significant difference. Silver, not so much, but still enough where people are like, now's a good time to come on in.
Because gold is and silver, I don't know with 100% certainty. That's it's right. Always going to go up and down, right?
100%. Every single moment of every single day.
Right.
You know, people say, well, I saw it on TV and it said this price. But you know, the TV prices don't change as much as the prices that we look at when you come in the store. Because when you come in the store, we have a price that changes every single second. So when you're coming in, we're checking our at-the-moment prices. So that's something that people don't always realize either.
Okay, yeah. That it could have been different when they woke
yep.
up to when they arrive at your store?
Exactly.
Okay, so you're always looking at that.
We're looking at the exact moment prices.
Wow.
You know, and that's like, you know, when they see like silver eagles, they're like, well, I saw it on TV, you know, like, you know, the stories, they'll say, I saw these guys on TV and they were selling these silver eagles and they were selling them for like $80. And I'm like, don't watch late night TV, guys.
Yeah.
don't watch the QVC
guys. Let's don't
guys.
Buy it yeah. at 1 a.m. It's probably not real.
It's not a good idea. Probably real, just probably real expensive.
I mean, I have to say, those people can reel you in so quick, can't they, though?
So good at it.
They can talk you into buying dirt.
They can. But, like, you know, we can go dig dirt, you know, in the backyard, and we can get a silver eagle for a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Locally.
My last client, Ricky, she was talking about, you know, sales, and she's in sales, of course. She does Medicare, but she was like, it's really a service that we do.
Yes.
We're here to service you, not to sell you something. We want you to make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck. We're making sure that, you know, if you're being sold something over the internet, that it's real. You know, we're here to service you. You've been in the community for 21 years, and they're family owned and operated, and they just want what's best for you, right?
Exactly. And that's what we try to explain to everybody, especially, you know, those who are looking on, you know, the YouTube or Google for like these error coins or, you know, silver eagles on the TV. Like, you know, we're here not only to just try and show you, you know, the different prices and stuff, but to educate you on to, like, you know, what the value of it is, on like the different prices of things, so you're not spending more money than you have to.
Right.
You know, we want you to get your best bang for your buck.
Right. Absolutely.
So if you're going to save things for later, we want you to spend the best amount of money possible, even if it's not with us, you know, even if it's not with us, we want you to be able to save your best money.
Right.
So
absolutely. And just educating the community is so important.
We have all kinds of, you know, we have kids, you know, kids that come in all the way up to, you know, from zero to, you know, 100. And you cross the smorgasbord. Come in and buy stuff from us. So everybody, you know, gets educated.
Tell us a little bit about what you actually sell, all the things that you sell, so that people can kind of get an idea of what's there.
We sell when I say everything, we sell, you know, wheat pennies, buffalo nickels, V nickels. So we sell like all the American, I would say almost all the American coins. Oh!
I'm here to rein you in. Oh, no. We're in trouble.
We
now.
Sell all the coins. And we sell meteorites, and he brought sugar.
Oh, he brought a puppy.
He brought sugar. You.
Emerald Coast Coins is the best. Oh, they brought a puppy in here.
And
how
we
fun.
Sell all the American coins, and we have, she doesn't have any eyeballs.
Okay.
And we have,
we were talking.
I know.
We were, Dad. We were really talking about your store, but then
I know, we got sidetracked.
You can put your headphones in and join the conversation if you would like, Dad.
And we have, what else do we have in the store? You sidetracked me because you came in.
I know. We were like,
well,
four
hello.
Coins. Okay. We were talking about all things in your store. Can you hear
us,
Dad?
We have
Dad?
Some.
I can't hear a thing.
Oh, okay.
I got my hearing aids in.
Go ahead and finish.
So we have foreign coins, and we have foreign paper money, and we have some metal detectors left. And I think we're working on getting out of the metal detector business. And we have some meteorites right now and some ammonites.
Got a lot of ancients in there, too.
Oh, we do have ancient coins, too.
A whole bunch of ancients.
We do have a whole lot of ancient coins right now.
Y'all just take over the show, and I'll just sit here and pet your dog.
Right.
I've never seen her before, though.
No, this
one's dope. She's the new one.
We had Duncan in here last time.
Oh, yeah.
Chillest dog I've ever seen, goodness gracious. I forgot that Duncan was even here the whole entire time. So, by the way, if you're just now turning in,
Dad came to rein us in.
I can just hear people like turning, you know, you're turning on your radio, and they're like, what is going on today?
We're just having a nice conversation.
We were. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with Emerald Coast Coins. We are talking all things.
All things.
Dad is here. He reined us in.
We could be talking about gold and silver, which I heard you were mentioning that because I was listening on the way over here. Make sure you got me in there once in a while.
Yeah. But, tell us a little bit more about it, Dad.
It's just, you know, it's down. It's down a lot today.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's
down a lot.
Bye.
And we got plenty of it.
And I got, you know, plenty of silver and gold on hand, and I got a lot of silver eagles coming in tomorrow. So
next week will be good.
Absolutely. And y'all have been super busy is what from what I hear.
Yeah, that's why I retired in January and I'm still there.
Are you making Stephanie do all the hard work?
Yeah, I wish.
I get to come do this fun stuff.
That's true. Actually, can she come more often, Dad? Because we have a good time.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, he's like,
see, there we go.
There we go. I'm going to try to get her in more.
Yeah.
We have talked about Rob Thomas and Pauly Shore.
Who?
Yeah.
Who's that? Never heard of him.
Yeah, never heard of him?
Yeah, Pauly Shore. Oh, my gosh.
I
see,
think
yeah.
He's being a little facetious.
I think
it's
so.
Okay. All right. So we buy, sell, and trade.
Yep.
Like I said, they're open from 9 to 5, but don't come in past 4.
Not for jewelry,
because Stephanie wants to go home and eat dinner at some point during the day. They're closed on Saturdays and Sundays, and like she said, they're going to be open only half day tomorrow.
Yep, till 12:30.
Till 12:30.
Got mm-hmm. family stuff to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Gotta take care of the baby.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who am I holding? Sugar?
That's Sugar, yeah.
Oh, Sugar's really still. I love it.
She's a good dog.
She is 15. She'll be 16 this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that we are a pet-friendly...
We are a pet-friendly store.
Yep.
Yeah, and we are too here. So
yes.
You can bring your little pets in here. And it's great because it's just kind of healing to be petting the puppy as I'm talking.
Isn't it? No, it's so nice and just calming. It's
absolutely
good for the soul. Music and puppies are good for the soul.
I agree. I'm right with Stephanie on that. And so we were talking about things that you would walk in your store and maybe see, things that you sell earlier. And also, I know you've told me in the past that kids like to come in there and check it out.
They do. So one, they look for the puppies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
they look for the dogs.
Who's there? Duncan?
So today, Sugar and Sophie are there.
Sugar and Sophie.
Sophie
okay.
is not... she doesn't really care for people too much anymore, but they're litter mates. But Sugar, even though she's blind, still loves to get pets, obviously.
Of course.
So they look for the puppies, and they like to look at everything. They like mm-hmm. to look at the old large scents that we have, all the way down to the wheat pennies, and we have a bucket full of coins that are maybe not so perfect that the kids like to dig through. And look for at all the different coins that we have, because there'll be all kinds of just even foreign coins in there that aren't perfect, that'll have different little prices on them, that they'll just like, oh, I'm going to start out my collection with this or mm-hmm. like with that.
And they're reasonably priced too.
Yeah. And they're, yeah. Yes.
Definitely. Dad's coming to show
Dad's
me.
Got, yep. Dad's got to show
me. Oh, look. So cute. How long ago was this one? He's showing me a picture of, is this
that
Sugar?
Duncan? Oh, Sugar.
Oh.
Let's see. What's the date on that?
I don't know. I can't.
2015. Okay.
Oh.
So it's been a minute.
Here at the store.
So we need a new one with me and Sugar.
Yeah.
That'll be so cute. We are speaking with Stephanie and her dad with Emerald Coast Coins. The phone number is 473-1515. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And they are at 1811 Creighton Road. They buy, sell, and trade gold and silver, platinum, bullion, diamonds, yeah. antiques and estate jewelry, gold watches, old currency, antique money, wedding and engagement rings.
We do.
We've talked about that. I said, I bet you have some stories with that.
Always. That we buy sterling flatware.
Do you?
The old sterling flatware, people, you know, a lot of us nowadays are just like, we're not ever going to polish that stuff up.
Mm-mm.
And you got to wash it by hand. You can't put it in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. So if you're thinking if maybe you are having an estate sale or you know someone, you know, you have some stuff that maybe you're like, oh, let's go check it out. See what we can get over at Emerald Coast Coins. They're family owned. They've been in the community for 21 years. And they're here just to do a service for you and make sure you're getting a good deal. We talked about, you know, if you're wanting to buy something online. And you don't know if it's real, meet up at the store. They'll test it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Make things safe.
You know, we also shop and compare. You know, that's
right.
Someone was emailing me this morning about wanting to sell some stuff. I encouraged them. I said, go around, shop around.
Mm-hmm.
Then come see me.
Yeah, absolutely. Just being honest and real is so important these days.
And then the other thing, you know, there's one that, you know, don't meet them. At a Waffle House, Walmart parking lot, stuff. A lot of people come in and there's someone who's been advertising and he won't meet him anywhere but in a parking lot someplace. And so, no, you don't want to do that. That's not safe for you.
Oh, no. Never. Definitely. And I see, too, that you have a 10-day return policy mm-hmm. as well. So that's good as well.
On a lot of stuff, but like the golden
I don't think anybody's ever returned anything.
Really?
Gold and silver is kind of, you know, you buy when you buy it, you know. Mm-hmm. That's and then, you know, they know what they're doing at the time. They will sometimes they bring it back eventually, especially if the prices change and increase. So, you know, they want to cash out, make a little profit, or, you know, they want to make a major purchase, you know. We can handle it.
Yeah.
90% of the time.
This is an odd question. I was looking at your website. What is the American Numismatic Association?
It's Association for Coin Collectors and Coin Dealers. Anybody can become a member, you know, and it just there's a lot of information that they put out and talk about for coin collecting.
Interesting.
They're always at the big shows, like the one in Orlando at the Fun Show, it's called, in the first part of January. Fun stands for Florida United Numismatists.
Okay.
Acronym.
Say it again, numismatic?
Florida United Numismatists.
Oh, yeah, he said it way better than me.
Numismatics and there's numismatists.
Yes, definitely. I love it. And they're an A+ BB rating, so that's pretty awesome as well. Top rated in Northwest Florida, buy and sell gold, silver, platinum coins, bullion, scrap jewelry, watches, diamonds, currency. Honest and fair pricing. They've been around, you know, like I said, 21 years. That's a long time in our community. They are established. Definitely.
It's the longest we've lived anywhere entire lives.
It took us a little while to figure it out, you know, but we do well now.
Perfect. And if you want to join in this conversation, maybe you have a question about gold, silver, something you have maybe in your attic sitting up there and you want to know more about it, 437-1620. You can call or text. We are speaking with Stephanie and her dad, Emerald Coast Coins. Dad came in and he brought little Sugar, so I'm holding a little puppy as we talk.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
You can
Sugar's one of the most laid-back dogs
I can tell
ever.
Like, barely moved.
You can always send us pictures on Facebook, too.
Okay.
So, like, we have a Facebook page, Emerald Coast Coins. You can look it up. You'll see Sophie and Sugar on the Facebook page.
Aww,
and you can always send us messages on Facebook. And we're always busy, it seems like, so we try to get to it as soon as we can. If we don't get to it within a couple hours, just send us, like, hey, don't forget about me, like, reminders.
Oh, very cool.
For sure.
And I know you do have a couple of metal detectors left, but you're phasing those out.
Yeah, well, I'm the only one that knows anything about metal detectors.
Exactly. And he's not yet, so he's not there a lot, so we don't need to call him and bug him all the time because he's trying to retire and go metal detecting again.
Yes, I am. I eventually.
Are you trying to retire? So we.
I retired in January.
Semi-retired.
But we've been so busy, you know. I mean, I've been working since 1973. I'm ready to retire.
You're tired.
Yeah, I just want to have fun. I'm going to start doing some traveling.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Traveling, I think, is amazing. Where is it that you want to go?
San Antonio.
Anywhere. No, we're going to go to Charleston in a couple of weeks. Uh-huh. That's where my wife's from. We haven't been there, and God, I couldn't tell you when the last time was we were in Charleston.
A few years ago.
Well, yeah, for OMIM reunion.
Yeah.
You know, that was 5 years ago, I think. But Charleston's changed so much.
I know.
God, it's
the Cooper River Bridge is a lot bigger than it used to be.
Really?
Oh, yeah. When I was stationed there, the ship, we'd have to wait till low tide because we couldn't get under the bridge.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, now they got this really huge bridge that we, you know, of course, the Navy pulled out of Charleston years ago, but it's still, the Charleston thrived really well. And it's a pretty city. I mean, it's just neat.
Very cool. Do you have an RV or are you going to drive?
No, I tried the RV thing and it sat in my backyard for 2 years.
Oh, no.
And I sold it at a loss, but the person that bought it from me, their customers, she came in the store just a couple of years ago. She says, we went everywhere in that thing. She says, my husband wrecked it 9 times and we still kept going.
9 times. Like, we're going to get there. Don't worry.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's great. And Stephanie, I guess you're going to be in the home front.
That's it. I usually take care of the pups.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, next weekend.
We're going to Disney.
Disney! Yay! You're going to go to Star Wars theme.
Yep. Taking them to Disney.
Oh, fun. That'll be a blast. It's going to be hot.
It'll be fine.
But it'll be great. You're
going to
have a great
time. There?
Who?
Rick Springfield.
Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait till you come back and I can hear all about it. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. That's Emerald Coast Coins. You can go to emeraldcoastcoins.com. Coming up, we have Code Ninjas. This is new.
Oh.
If your kid is interesting or you know someone who's interested in Minecraft, gaming, coding, you don't want to miss out on this. Also, there is a job fair at the Pensacola Bay Center today on the second floor from 9 to 2. You don't want to miss out on.
Fun.